Begin by sharing one of my favorite verses with you. It's Isaiah 61:1. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." Now, some translators translate that as oaks. And maybe that's what God had in mind, but personally, I'm convinced that that's not at all what God had in mind. I think instead He had the giant sequoias that grow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Do you know some species of those trees grow to be 350 feet tall? They are the oldest, some of the oldest, and the absolutely the largest living things on the face of the earth. People are dwarfed in comparison. I mean, they're enormous. And you stand there and you crane your neck looking up. I really believe that that's what God wants us to be like. Giants giving glory to God. But you know, sometimes in ministry, and I hate to say this, but always in ministry, you're going to be misunderstood, you're going to be mistreated, and you're going to be rejected. And we don't need to be surprised. Jesus said it would come. It happened to Jesus, and Jesus said it's going to happen to us. And you know, sometimes when this takes place, when you're misunderstood or you're rejected or you're mistreated by your friends or loved ones, sometimes it reduces us to an armadillo. Now, that's not what God planned. God planned for us to be trees of righteousness, but sometimes offense will reduce us to an armadillo. Now, maybe you've never heard of the armadillo syndrome. You've probably never been to a workshop like that, and I guarantee you, you won't find it in your medical dictionary. But there are some symptoms that you can look for that are indications of the armadillo syndrome. First of all, it's isolation. I know of people that became offended with their pastor. And a lot of times they're not even aware of it. And then a selfish attitude, an attitude of, well, nobody cares about me, nobody likes me, I think I'll go eat worms. It's a mindset, a poor me attitude. And then last but certainly not least is excessive self-reliance. It's an attitude that says, I don't need anybody, I'll take care of it, I can do this myself. But you see, God never intended for us to be self-reliant. First of all, He intended for us to depend on Him, and then He intended for us to work together as a team in the body of Christ. We're a body with everybody having different giftings and different abilities and us working together. That's God's plan. But you see, an armadillo syndrome will reduce you to a creature that is intent on defending itself. Now, you don't have to believe God for the fire. The fire will come. Testing and trouble is just going to come into your life. But I want to encourage you not to try to put that fire out. You see, so often when that fire comes, we immediately try to put it out because we don't want to hurt. We don't want to have pain in our life. We don't want anything that's going to make us feel uncomfortable. But you know, sometimes that fire has a purpose. Another thing I want to remind you of is if you're going through a time of testing or the next time it comes into your life, I want to remind you that the Word of God assures you, that the Word of God promises you that no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. And God really means that. God really means that this weapon may come against you, but God is not going to allow it to prosper. You see, pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. You choose. You choose what that circumstance will do, what that situation will do in your life. You make that choice. You see, your faith is going to be tested. But God allows that testing to come to pass in your life so that pure gold can be produced in your life. There can be no pure gold without the furnace. And God is wanting to produce some pure gold in your life and remove the dross that is there. But there is a danger. There is a tremendous danger when the fire comes that instead of you using that opportunity, that you lose it.